According to the news article reported by Tanrin Times News Agency, military junta is not capable of governing the country effectively, said Myanmar Ambassador to United Nations, U Jamotun. During the general debate of United Nations General Assembly, Myanmar's Ambassador to the United Nations, U Jamotun, stated that the military council in Myanmar lacks the capability to govern the country effectively or manage its economy effectively. He emphasized that the military junta is unable to deliver lasting peace and stability to Myanmar. Ambassador U Jamotun highlighted the dire situation in Myanmar, where nearly 2 million people are internally displaced and over 18 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance due to the military junta's action. He pointed out that the country's economy is in a state of instability and unpredictability, characterized by the challenges such as high inflation, rising prices, frequent power outages, food shortages, and the destruction of healthcare and education facilities. The ambassador concluded by stating that the only way to fully resolve the crisis in Myanmar is to end the military dictatorship and hold those responsible accountable. He noted that the National Unity Government is collaborating with ethnic resistance organizations and other partners to provide necessary humanitarian assistance, including life-saving aid, in response to the crisis. Villages and ward administrators under the Myanmar junta are forced to recruit for militias in Yangon and Irrawaddy region, the Irrawaddy News reported. Myanmar military is facing significant challenges due to desertion, casualties, and a lack of recruitment. As a result, it has resorted to recruiting the militias member with the help of local administrators in Yangon and Irrawaddy regions. Administrators have been instructed to enlist at least 3 men per ward or village into these militias, even in area previously considered peaceful. However, there has been little to no training provided to these recruits, despite promises to arming them after the training. This forced recruitment began in mid-2022 and has expanded in 2023. With some area using a lottery system to select young men for conscription, it has been most prevalent in Irrawaddy region, where most of the USDP party, the military proxy party, supporters reside. In regions like Shan and Kachin State, militias affiliated with the juntas are actively engaged in fighting against ethnic armed organizations and resistance forces. In Zagang region, militias concentrated in Kambalu region, which is basically led by the extremist monk Uwatawa. This group have been involved in raiding and looting the villages, allegedly. The regime has also started arming militias in Bago region, which borders Naypyidaw, as the capital faces increasing threat from the resistance attacks. The military is supplying military equipment and food to these militias. Overall, the military reliance on militias highlights its weakening position and the challenges it faces in maintaining, controlling, and suppressing resistance movements. According to Myanmar Now News Agency, the Myanmar military junta has provided 50 million Myanmar jet to Pusoti local militias group located in Zagang region, Kambalu Township. The military council in Myanmar is actively organizing and supporting Pusoti groups across the country, particularly in regions where armed resistance is ongoing, such as Zagang. The Northwestern Military Division commander, General Thantai, has met with this group and provided substantial financial support. Pusoti groups emerged after the coup in 2021 and often accompany the military during raids on villages. They are being organized and led by nationalist figures like Uwatawa, the extremist nationalist monk. The military council provided funding, food, uniforms and salary to Pusoti members, with payment based on the number of weapons possessed rather than the number of troops. This has led to concern about looting and property damages by some Pusoti group in war-affected areas. While some villages join Pusoti group out of fear of harm from the military council, others cooperate willingly. The military council increasingly rely on this group due to the deterioration of its own fighting forces. High-ranking military officials, including General Min Aung Hlaing, have been involved in organizing and supporting Pusoti groups in various regions, including Shan State. Pusoti groups are being established and armed in multiple provinces across Myanmar, including Yangon, Tanin Dai, Mandalay, and Bago. The support and organization of this group have become a significant aspect of the ongoing conflict in the country. The news agency Millet Adnan reported that temples and religious buildings in Dezumba religious landmark in Bago Township were being destroyed by the junta forces. Members of the military junta has destroyed pagoda and religious building in Dezumba religious landmark in Bago and also expelling the monk residing there. Local resident reported that the destruction was carried out by forces led by Captain Tenzin U earlier this month. The reason given for this destruction was the claim that People Defense Forces PDF could enter and take refuge in the densely forested area in the landmark. Reportedly, local individuals were called without warning, only to be told to clear bamboo groves in the parish area, after which they were instructed to destroy the temple and monastery. This resulted in the destruction of the pagoda and monastery and the expulsion of the monk living there. Disturbingly, it has been also reported that members of the military junta forces even sold the steel frame, iron frames, and concrete structure salvaged from the destruction of this religious building for their own gain. Apparently, military council has been clashing with the resistant forces in Bago region and has been suffering losses. So earlier, I also talked about how Bago region is bordering to the regime's capital, Naypyidaw, and they are basically in fear of the threat from the resistant forces coming close to Naypyidaw. I wanted to add one final remark to this whole situation. The regime will do anything in its power to grip a hold onto the power by building one of the biggest Buddha statue in the history. By building it in Naypyidaw, they are trying to show the world that they are the kind of institution that prioritize the religious and religion and all that. But in fact, they don't care. They do not even care to destroy the religious building which are of their own religion, which is Buddhism. So ain't no way they are doing this for the people's interest and anything. It is for their own personal gain.